Good afternoon, this is the Phase 1 commutation hearing.
Pardon me?
Good afternoon, this is the Phase 1 commutation hearing for Mr. Florentino Esparza, ADC number 174675. This is a hearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. With us today is our esteemed Board Chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright, the Honorable Mr. David Veal, and the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. My name is Louis Quinones, and I'll be serving as the panel chairman. The following is a summary of the application in question. Mr. Esparza is 35 years old. He is currently serving a 21-year sentence for 3 counts of armed robbery, a Class II felony. He was also convicted on an additional 4 concurrent counts of aggravated assault. The 15-year concurrent prison terms, which have since expired. All 7 counts were to be served concurrently. He was approximately 19 years old at the beginning of the offense cycle. He pled guilty and was sentenced on February 21st, 2003. And I will read a quick summary of the case. In these cases, between June 30, 2002 and July 2nd, 2002, Mr. Esparza and 3 accomplices repeatedly terrorized businesses in the Phoenix area, targeting food service establishments in particular. Mr. Esparza and associates donned hockey masks and entered businesses with weapons. They locked employees and customers and walked in refrigerators and bathrooms and stole cash from safes and registers. Regarding Mr. Esparza's commutation application, he's asking for a 5-year reduction in his prison sentence. According to the Arizona Department of Corrections time computation, he has a community service begin date of June 5th, 2020. Should commutation be granted, his projected release date would be immediate with time served. It should be noted that Mr. Esparza wrote and submitted an extensive request for commutation. In summary, the purpose of Mr. Esparza's request for commutation is based on his assertion that he had no prior criminal history when he was convicted at age 20, that he received considerable programming and serves as a wildland firefighter, that he wishes to take care of his special needs daughter, currently in state DCS custody, and that he has an extensive support system. He's had limited discipline in ADC with his last major on July 18, 2005 for conspiracy. He has letters of support in his file from family and his fire captain. We have a March 28, 2018 letter from the Maricopa County Attorney's Office opposing his parole. Concerning the question of whether Mr. Esparza's sentence was excessive, his current 3-count conviction each carried a minimum sentence of 7 years, a presumptive sentence of 10.5 years, and a maximum sentence of 21 years. Considering that Mr. Esparza's crime affected 44 victims, and he could have received up to 122 years had his counts been sentenced separately and consecutively, I do not find his punishment excessive, but I am open to the discussion and input of my colleagues.
Agree.
Okay. Therefore, I'm going to make a motion and see where the votes land, and that is regarding Florentino Esparza, ADC number 174675. My motion is not to pass to phase 2. And that is my motion.
Second.
Agree.
Seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed upon by Dr. Wright and Mr. Johnson, and this concludes our hearing.